This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. I have the honor and privilege of being joined by my brothers in faith and humanity. To the right, I have the one and only brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And to my right,
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for having me, Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Thank you so very much for joining us, gentlemen. Gentlemen, if you could just have a brief introduction of yourselves and your field of study, just for our listeners who've recently joined our program or those who've been with us for a really long time but have somehow forgotten.
Brother Habib, at your service. I'm studying in the Hauza. I've been studying for 10 years, Mashallah. Which is a long time for,
it is,
to some
to
extent.
To be studying anything, really.
Yeah, and...
And Brother Abdullah?
Well, I am in the same boat as Brother Habib. We kind of started together in Hauza. Maybe he was like a year before me.
I was a year before you.
Yeah. So we both students of the Hauza Seminary of Qom.
Have you recently come across a clip or a tweet or a quote or even some sort of personal interaction with someone in your circle that made you feel, faith and humanity restored? Do you think it's a this century phenomenon or it's just a personal thing you're going through?
I think that society altogether is busy and incorporated with their time and themselves. They don't have enough time for interaction with other human beings.
Nowadays.
And the only interaction that we're having is digital. And, you know, that wholesome thing that you're trying to point out to is pretty much like a like or a comment. And how do you distinct between the fake ones and the real ones?
Do you not get satiated by that? Do you not get satisfied by something?
At all. Uh-huh. Never in my life have I ever thought about how many likes have I got, how many things. One thing I do look at is that are people criticizing me because I want to see where I did, if I did something wrong, and if I can fix it, or no, people are just,
being jerks.
Being jerks, trolls.
Sayyid, do you agree with Brother Habib that nowadays people are drifting apart, becoming more self-centered? Or do you think it's rather the opposite, that there's been a higher growth in people's awareness and they are connecting with each other from across continents on a deeper level?
There are two things here. Being connected to others, yes, this is more. People are more connected because the whole world is a small village.
Yep.
But where the people care, I think that's becoming a lot less.
Did they ever care, though?
Back in the days, yes, people used to care about humanity in general. They used to have feelings for one another.
Even for their friends, their neighbors, how much people
now,
used to care for their neighbors.
But then the population of the earth was like one third of what it is now. People could afford to care about each other.
It's the core values of a human being towards another human being. That core value now was either changed, being manipulated, or either it's declining. Some people, you see them, obviously, due to the environment that they live in. Either they don't care about humanity in general, they don't care what happens to people. They sit on the news and they eat their dinner as they watch millions of people or hundreds or thousands of people getting killed. Mm-hmm. And they just don't care. They just don't, blink an eye. So which means that humanity is gone. And some people, they pick and choose who to be emotional and sympathetic towards, like Ukraine and Russia people, or Ukrainians. But no one cared about millions of Yemenis who are dying on a daily basis.
True.
No one cared about Syria. So where's the humanity in that? That's a human hypocrisy. So humanity itself, in terms of humanity, is decreasing rapidly. In terms of connection, obviously social media connecting everyone, but being connected to a person doesn't mean that you have any sympathy towards them. I have over 1,000 people followers on my Instagram or on my Facebook. It doesn't mean I love them. It doesn't mean they love me. They don't even know who I am. I don't even know who they are. So because we are connected, it doesn't mean anything. But in terms of real value in the ground, what are you doing towards your fellow human beings? I think that's absolutely decreasing. So we have seen a lot of clips where you see someone doing act that emotionally makes you feel good.
Warm and fuzzy on the inside.
Yeah, or it makes you sometimes even you might tear up to a scene. But these are just isolated, limited events.
Examples,
because sometimes in some countries, actually in some system, in Australia, for example, where I'm from, if someone is dying in front of you, you should not touch them. You have no right to approach them. If someone got in a car accident and you go to them, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Australia has always been like this. So it's not
always. But that concept now is applied in Iraq too.
Yeah, but it's not a 21st century concept for Australia.
No, but it's the concept of humanity that if you see someone on the road being hit or someone injured, you say, I'm not going to touch them. I'm not going to approach them. It's not my problem. I mean, where's the humanity? That's what I'm
saying. Are you really saying that you see someone in a car crash, their car totally flipped over at the side of the street, and you're driving in Australia, you're just going to drive past without even, I don't know what 911 is in Australia.
000.
Without even dialing 000 because you might get into trouble?
No, people dial, but what did
exactly.
they come
Exactly, what
to
else are they supposed
another?
To do? Try it's... to yank a...
No, I mean,
person with
I gave
ruptured
an example,
spine.
So let's not focus on the example itself. I'm just saying, in generally speaking, humanity is decreasing in people. They
yeah,
just
but then,
become self-centered. They have self-egoism.
Brother Habib, do you think there's a fundamental reason for this self-centeredness?
It's one of two. People are looking at their self first of all, and they're saying they're not seeing the sufficiency of life in themselves. Like, for example, I have to work more, I have to gain this. And it really just pops up the question when you see someone else in trouble. Like, all right, when I'm in trouble, are people going to look at me or not? That's the first thing. Second thing is that, is this worth my time or not? You know, there's always that question that pops up to people's mind when they see other conflicts.
So they're driven by benefit, basically.
Yeah, it really goes back to this, because they're not sufficient with the benefits. They're not benefiting enough from this world. They want to benefit more. And that's because that's the idea of capitalism, you know, where people, you know, we're going to reach a point, if we remain on this status, trust me, that husband and wife will not even know each other very well.
I don't know why do I not see it the way you guys do.
You're saying that humanity is being better?
Yeah. Yeah. Because...
That's the hypocrisy of social media. That's the hypocrisy of this democratic, liberal ideas that are available. But all of them are based on self-desires for a specific group of people. And you want experience, go ahead and live in the United States. And go ahead and live in places like East Los Angeles, where there are various cultures over there, or the poor parts of Los Angeles, and look how people are living there.
Yeah, because no, poverty has always been
not
there.
About poverty. I'm talking even about laws, about how they deal
the
with
system,
the people, with the system altogether.
Yeah, the
right?
system.
You're saying that we're for humanity and we're for everything. Where's humanity been when there's wars? Right. The Rwanda genocide in the 90s. In the 90s. No one looked at it. No one batted an eye.
Even now, look at many
Palestine.
More.
Look at Yemen. Look at Syria.
Yeah, but you speak as if all of these are 21st century phenomena, when war and famine and poverty and slaughter and massacre and genocide has been going on since the beginning of history of mankind.
No,
the population
now,
of Earth was
system.
Four people,
no.
and yet they killed
system.
Each other.
In Ukraine, you know what they're saying? You know what they're saying in Ukraine on TV, on national TV? They're saying that we cannot stand the fact that people with blue eyes and
blonde hair
are being refugees. Mm. See, that really, Trevor Noah said something very nice the other day. He said that refugee is not a color. Mm. Now they understand, because refugee, whenever you say refugee, they had this tabadur, this insaraf to a person being a brown person.
What does that mean, tabadul insaraf?
The first thing that pops up to your mind when
away goes to
you know, like people
thing.
Who are brown or Muslim, right? That's the idea of a refugee.
See, the thing is, brother, in response to what you're saying, genocide and war and famine has been happening since the creation of man. Habil killed his brother Qabil. So that's, we're not talking about that. Now what's happening is that there are systems into play that making the majority of people lose their humanity. Unlike before it used to be wars between tribes or between, I don't know, countries, of you know, they invade each other. But the majority of people, they have no beef with one another. Now, because I am, you know, from the United States, I would care about my own people. And I don't care if the rest of the world burns.
It's always
That's
been like
problem.
That. See, back then,
it's
a
always,
tribe
yes,
constituted
I'm
of 500 people,
like
and now
this,
it's 500
scale,
million people.
The scale that is happening, and now it's happening on a massive scale where you have millions of people having the same ideology. That's a problem.
And now the kindness has increased in accordance with that scale.
What kind of kindness? Are you talking about
decreasing.
The kindness where they take videos and they become famous, and if they want to help out, they have to be on the camera? Is that the kindness that you're talking about? well?
Obviously not.
What kind of kindness then? I haven't seen this kindness. I'm not saying that there's no such thing as kindness out there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that this concept of being very vast and very and well known to people is no, it's not available. It's not available.
So
are we going to deny? You know, we can't. Yeah, you can deny reality. There is kindness.
Definitely, but
the
is
vast
it,
amounts.
If you do the scales, if you do the statistics, which one weighs more? When we see that there are less humanity in people than those who have humanity, that's what the point we're trying to get across.
Yeah, we're not trying to get people
if you,
to.
If you
in
say
despair.
That the world's a better place, خير inshallah.
I think it sometimes boils down to our definition of what kindness is, and also what we choose to focus on. Things such as oppression and even a degree of capitalism have always been there. But we still cannot deny the fact that during the 21st century, because of many factors and variants that have come into play, there's been a higher degree of awareness among people, a higher degree of vigilance, a higher degree of courage in order to stand up for what is right, even if their idea of what is right is somehow and somewhat distorted.
But is being aware enough?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
When you see so many people getting killed all over the place and you don't care, I mean, where's the awareness in that? Awareness what? Because I know what's happening? Is that an awareness? Awareness is me going outside doing something about it, which no one is. I mean, in China, you have the Rohingya Muslims, or I don't know what they're called.
Oil
millions
holes.
Millions of them are in camps.
In
They've been
Burma.
Fed alcohol and pig just so they could, you know, take away their Islam away. People in Myanmar are being killed. People all over the world being killed. And people are in terms of in the news, they know what's going on. In terms of who is doing something about it, no one.
Anyone, most of the times, since forever, anyone who could do anything that would warrant a great degree of influence on another nation's actions is the government, all right? We're not talking about governments here. Governments have always been corrupted. And to an extent, the expectations I feel that a lot of us have of humanity nowadays depicts a utopia. Yes, the level of awareness people are having today has led to many campaigns, even hashtags. It's the least someone can do, and they take pride in what they do because they feel like they're contributing.
Much more better. They can take down those systems and government that they live under, that they're subjected to, and they are, you know, dhulm, oppression is happening on a government scale, run by the few, and the majority are just watching. What am I going to do? Hashtag me too. Come on. They got to be more than that. I mean, if you want to take down a system and if you want to put your guts into it, you have to take it to the outside. You can't just, this is actually what's happening to us. We're getting slaughtered easily because, in order for you to raise your concern, send a hashtag, put a comment on, like and subscribe. That's...
That degree of movement that you're talking about, Sayedna,
that just kills
you
slowly. That kills your humanity. I'm just going to complain. I'm just going to write a comment, show my anger. If that's what the humanity came down to, then God help us all.
That movement, I feel, needs a righteous, pious, selfless, well-educated, eloquent leadership, which, well, not all countries have the privilege of being blessed with, like, I don't know, Iran maybe. And sometimes the fact that they lack that sort of leadership isn't necessarily their fault, nor does it mean that they lack humanity. At the end of the day, we're all going to criticize the state of human beings because, well, it's not perfect and it's not meant to be perfect until, based on our belief system, Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam reappears and he establishes that sort of utopia that we all strive for. And until then, sometimes the best a person can do is pray. That doesn't make them any less human, in my opinion. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.